Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is for the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Today we are reminded of our need to know and serve and trust the Lord. For we see in the gospel where the rich young man was unable to do as Jesus wanted, and that was to sell what he had and give to the poor and be his disciple. This was a sad day for that young man. And why was it that he wasn't able to follow that command of Jesus? We are looking at that right now. All of us are challenged in the same way, believe it or not, because in our lives we are given burdens and crosses and challenges to deal with, to carry, to bear with, and we do it with great patience mostly and with great courage. But if we were asked in our young days and our whole life was explained to us that in future you will go here, you will go there, you will experience this sickness, you will experience this problem. If somebody gives your whole life to you and you listen and you say, oh my God, I cannot live this life so. Here we see that we too, even though we are not aware that we have answered Jesus' call to be his disciple through our bearing of our crosses and our burdens, doing it courageously and with great example to other people. This is what is encouraging for us today. Sometimes we reply and we react like the rich young man in the gospel and we go away sad. But we know that we will not be happy until we answer Jesus' call. And this is the kernel of what we are learning here about today. Jesus gazed upon him and loved him. And also Jesus said to his disciples, for people it is impossible, but for God all things are possible. We have this guarantee from Jesus. Now, when we look back and see the difficulties we have experienced and the trials and tribulations and sickness, now we know that we were not able to do so without the help of God. One day, even during those great trials and tribulations, we realized that we must give everything over to Jesus. And that was when we learned to accept our cross, just as Jesus did. He gripped it tightly and carried on the road to Calvary. The same with us when we accept what is. It is the way life is. It is different for everyone. And we need not worry ourselves comparing with others and saying, why did he or she not get the same burden or the same challenge that I have had in my life? That is a question that only God can answer. And it is not for us to ask, but it is for us to accept what we are given by the Lord and carry it courageously and even gloriously, as Jesus did to Calvary, and thereby became the one who rose from the dead. We too rise above all our trials and tribulations when we put everything in his care. For the disciples and for the Jewish people listening to what Jesus said today about being rich, it is impossible for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. It is easier for a camel to go or pass through the eye of a needle. This was amazing for the disciples to hear, and they were exasperated by it. And they said to him, who can be saved then? And Jesus said then, for people it's impossible, but for God all things are possible. In the Jewish way of thinking, Jesus' audience, people believed that if you were rich, you were blessed by God. But Jesus is saying, no, riches can actually take us away from God, make us reliant on them rather than on God. That is the big danger of riches. We can think that we don't need God when we are rich and when everything is going well for us. Riches are not being condemned by Jesus, but what is being condemned is our dependence on the riches and material things of this world to help us get through. Yes, they help us to get through, but don't rely on them. I'll make them the goal of our life. Our lives should be aimed and directed towards becoming Jesus' children, God's servants, trusting and obeying, but also enjoying the freedom from the hold that things have on this earth on us, making us feel that we can't live without money. We can't live without so much food. We cannot live without clothes and without all the different material things of this world. We can live with nothing, actually, but we put everything in its proper place. Goodness is there in the inventions that the world has given us, especially in recent times. Travel is made easier by automation. We are able to speak with one another through the internet all over the world. Our families are connected. This is wonderful, and we praise God and thank God for it, but we don't make it the goal in our lives. The rich young man had those things that he had as his goal in life, and that's why he couldn't give them up. The foolishness of that is living on today, and it's in us all. We have to fight against it. We must know that God is the be-all and the end-all. God is where we are aiming at and traveling towards. He is our salvation. And here we are learning, and it has been said in Paul's writings as well, that salvation comes only from God, not from anything that we can do in this life. But it's only God can provide us with the wherewithal to be saved and to become his children and to enjoy eternal life afterwards. The reaction of the disciples was that if what Jesus was saying was true, to be saved at all was well nigh impossible. Then Jesus stated the whole doctrine of salvation in a nutshell. If, he said, salvation depended on a man's own efforts, it would be impossible for anyone. But salvation is the gift of God, and all things are possible to him. The one who trusts in himself and in his possessions can never be saved. The one who trusts in the saving power and the redeeming love of God can enter freely into salvation. This is the thought that Jesus stated. This is the thought that Paul wrote in letter after letter. And this is the thought which is still for us the very foundation of the Christian faith. Thank you for listening. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Indola in Zambia. But at present, in my own country, in Ireland, relaxing with my family and enjoying the countryside and all the free and beautiful fresh air that is here among the trees. May God bless you, and bless you to have a beautiful week ahead.